Hello, No BS Women.
Coach Lisa here with you today. It is so great to be with everybody here. Tonight is it is July 31st. So, I mean, unless you're on the other side of the world and it's already August 1st. But here we are where I am. It is July 31st, and we are here to talk about how to lose 5 pounds this month. Okay. Talk about how to do our monthly assessments, how to look at our data, get some coaching on what is in your way of if you do not 100% believe that you can lose 5 pounds in the month of August, I want your hand raised and I want to talk about it with you. Good morning. No, good evening. Good evening, Margaret. Everybody say hi. Let me know where you're from. Again, I'm Coach Lisa here with you. You have all seen a lot of me on the body image and sex calls. Next one of those is in a week and a half. It is on the Tuesday night. And next week on Tuesday night is Coach Kathy's How to Feel the Hard Stuff. And I am actually going to be joining on that call to moderate it because a lot of you may not know that I do a lot of that nervous system work as well with my private coaching clients. So I get to join her on that call to support you all in that way. So, like I said, this call is all about how you're going to lose 5 pounds in the month of August. And if you aren't sure you're going to, I want to see your hand raised. You can also post questions in the Q&A. So, Cynthia, you have your hand raised. I'm going to promote you to panelist and we'll get going, but no other hands yet. So let's go. Otherwise, I want to know that you all believe that you're going to lose 5 pounds this month. Oh, Cynthia declined. I guess you did not mean to have your hand raised. So how about with some emojis, you let me know. All of you came to this call that's all about how to lose 5 pounds this next month, but you're all set on how you're going to do it. Okay, let's talk about it in the chat. How are you all lo planning to lose 5 pounds this next month? Oh, I love seeing everybody. We have Nancy from Montana, Omaha, Florida, after midnight in Spain. Anne, what had you join us after midnight in Spain? So Robin says, protocols in place. Does anybody have any specific protocols? Robin, do you have a specific protocol for what you're going to need to do in August to lose 5 pounds? Lori, going back to the basics. Well, I would love to hear which of the basics is the one that kind of trips you up. Anybody have any ideas? Alicia says focusing on my enough. Yeah, that's going to be a great one. And it's the focus in the membership. So I'm thrilled. Lori planning, Robin says focusing on enough also. Well, that's perfect because, like I said, this month in No BS is all about stopping at enough. Now, Mary, you have your hand raised. Do you mean to? Let's see if you'd like to come up. There we go. Jane says sleep, but I made some improvements this month.
Ouch.
Look, great data. Hello, Mary.
Hi. I've never done this. So I've joined in 2020 and I've never done this, but I was about ready to quit. And this month I thought, no, I want to lose 5.2 pounds. And
5.2. All right. Well, good thing we're getting started on the 31st then.
that's right. I've got
Okay.
0.2 of a what do you call it? Advantage. Right.
Yes.
So,
Okay.
but I don't know what to do. I was actually at this almost exact same weight in 2020 when I joined. And then I lost down to kind of, where I wanted to be pretty much,
Okay.
and which was about 15.2 pounds down.
Okay.
And I gained it all back.
Okay. So what happened? What was the difference between the you that lost the weight and the you that gained the weight back?
Well, I think I actually lost and gained it twice during that time.
Okay. So
I
you have
had
two separate examples.
at least two. I can't remember exactly, but at one point my husband had pancreatic cancer when I joined. No, did he? Yes, he did. And then he passed
Okay.
in 20, I joined in 2020, right before the
Okay.
pandemic, and then he died in 2022. And
Okay.
so, I had
I'm
all
sorry.
that. We were home. He
Okay.
wasn't eating, but I was cooking because it's what I do for, like, I don't know, I enjoy it. And I like to cook kind of, nice. And then I lost because I was going to a big wedding, and then I gained it all back again, and here I am, and at the
Oh,
same
when you
place where I
lost to go to
started.
the, when you lost to go to the big wedding, what were you doing that you're not doing now?
Well, I think I was doing those shots. I did the shots for a little while, and they
Okay.
took me down 10 pounds, and that was it. And then they stopped
Okay.
working for me. Because I didn't have that much, I mean, I don't have that much to lose, but I know I'd be more comfortable. And so I'm not sure. I've just got my dog here with me. She's where we, it just like, I don't, it's hard for me to right now to say no. I mean, and it's always the enough, or it's either not eating when you're not hungry, or the enough, and mostly the enough, of course. Or
So for you, though, I'm curious about the why. Like, why
yeah.
right now do you want to lose weight?
I don't like the rolls. I don't like the way my stomach feels. I mean, I wrote in to ask co coaches this week when I was trying to decide whether to quit, because I enjoy the Facebook group. I like listening to things, but I wasn't doing anything. So I wrote in and said this very thing, that I'm very happy with my life. Every aspect of my life, except these rolls really around my middle. And I'm 5'2", so I'm pretty short, and it doesn't take much to have rolls around my middle, when you're short. So that's why. I mean, but it's not urgent. I've never had a doctor tell me I should lose weight. I don't have any health problems,
So, but it sounds like it's important to you.
I think it is important to me. I don't like looking in the mirror and seeing, somebody who looks like a little steamship.
Okay, so if it's important to you and waiting for hunger and stopping it enough, that's what you had said earlier, are the things to do, then what is in the way of you doing those things?
That's what I've been asking myself. What is in the way? I think it is thinking I deserve it. And I know the flip side of that is I deserve to have the body that I want. So, but I, yeah, I think that, I don't know. That's why I'm really puzzled what to do. I'm just puzzled.
Well, part of it is bringing that into your awareness, is making sure we're bringing into our awareness what our goals are and we're being really honest about them.
Yeah.
Like, how do you think your life is going to change if those roles are just gone?
If the rules, which rules?
Rolls, if your rolls, the
Rules.
rolls on your stomach, if they're gone,
Oh,
how is.
I don't think my life will change. I will just be able to put different clothes on. My life, I'm pretty active. I'm very active. I always get between 10 and 12,000 steps a day because I have property and two dogs, and I garden, and I live alone. I have a lot of activities and friends. So the only thing that will change is I think I'll feel better. I know I will feel better about my body.
So
So
you'll have different thoughts about your body. When you look in the mirror, you'll have
yeah.
different thoughts going through your
Yeah.
mind.
Yeah. I hate when I put a seat belt on and I feel the rolls, that it's on top of.
Again, that's probably not something you're thinking about when you're in the middle of eating.
Never, right? Never.
Not thinking, oh, wait.
Right,
The
exactly.
last time that you overeat.
I think probably yesterday, maybe when I came, let's see, yesterday, the day before yesterday, probably I got back. I'd gone to the opera up in the mountains,
Okay.
and I wasn't particularly, was that the day? No, it was the day after that. My friend's husband, I had to go watch him because one of her sisters died, and he has Alzheimer's. So I ran over there, and I made dinner for him, and I ate, and then I came home, and I ate part of the dinner that I had planned for myself.
Any
So,
idea why? What was in your mind when you came home?
I think it was that was my dinner that I had planned, which was weird because of course I wasn't hungry anymore.
And you'd already had dinner at their house.
I'd cooked chicken and yes, everything. Made dinner there, came home, but that wasn't the dinner I'd planned for me. Yeah, I'd planned filet, so I had that. But you
So,
know, very entitled.
we have. Why did you eat when you were there then, knowing you had this dinner waiting for you at home?
Well, I didn't know what time they'd come. I didn't know if they'd be back at midnight, you know, to take over with him. And I was keeping, you kind of had to talk to him. And I could have sat there. He wouldn't have cared if I ate, but I was actually hungry then. I mean, it was dinner time.
So that
And
part of it kind of made sense. You knew you were hungry.
right.
You were eating some food. How did you know, like, were you listening to, am I stopping it enough here?
No, I was just sort of making conversation with him, which, you know, he's got Alzheimer's, it's hard,
Okay.
but, you know, being cheery and all that and stuff and kind of eating along with him.
Okay,
I
so paying more
maybe
attention.
self-soothing maybe for my evening being interrupted. Probably that was it.
Okay, so then when you came home, what time was it?
About 8.
Okay, so then
And I
you're at
wasn't
home,
hungry.
8 o'clock,
I
and what was
wasn't hungry. And I had filet in the fridge that was cooked ready, you know, that it was leftover filet, but I had planned it with my din for my dinner. And I had that. I didn't have a lot, but I had like a piece and a, you know, a slice and a half from a tenderloin. And that was all. I didn't eat like potatoes or bread or anything with it. I just ate that because that, you know, I had been looking forward to that. And anyway, but I wasn't hungry.
And did in the moment, did you know it?
Yes. In the moment I knew it.
So what do you think that was about? Is that the
Not,
I deserve it?
or that not to deprive myself of what I'd planned. Yeah, I don't. Isn't that, it's strange. I don't even know. And I've talked about this. I'm actually in three accountability groups. I've talked about it. I don't know what it's about. I don't
Well,
know.
you do. No,
I
Mary,
do.
you do know what it's about. You came home and said, I deserve to get to eat this thing I planned. I've got this leftover sirloin. I deserve to get to eat it.
Yeah. That was it.
I don't need to deprive myself. I
That
know
was
I'm
it.
hungry.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
was exactly
it's
it.
as simple as that.
I don't usually eat any sweets. I don't like sweets. I like meat. So
Okay.
that was my thing. So
Okay.
what do
So,
I do during that time? I mean, what do I?
well, you tell yourself the real truth. The real truth is you have competing wants and you have competing things that you deserve.
Yeah.
You also deserve to have the body that you want.
Yes.
And the way you're going to have that is by picking and choosing when you deserve to eat food. I mean, you totally could have had that sirloin the next day, no?
I could have had it for breakfast. Exactly.
So there was nobody actually stopping you from having it.
No, I can, you know, I live alone. I can do whatever I want.
I think you just need to remind yourself of that time to time.
Yeah,
I
I
can
think.
do whatever I want. And if I damn well want to lose some weight and not have these rolls, I can. But I'm also going to have to spread out what I deserve and eat the food I think I deserve when I'm actually hungry.
Right. I think yes. Exactly. You're right. I'll do that. I'm going to work on that. And I've really committed to trying to lose this 5.2 this month. I think that would, and I don't think it'd be that hard.
No,
No, I don't think so.
I think you can do it too. I think it's just such a subtle shift for you of really standing up for what you actually deserve.
Yeah.
You don't deserve to eat when you've already eaten and you're
Right.
at enough and you've just done this great thing going and helping people out. And now you could save that and have it at a time when you can really enjoy it.
Yep, you're right. I could just easily have had it for breakfast, gone to
Yeah.
bed, come home, gone to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's, I think, and I've decided to put a chart up because it helps me if I weigh every day. I
Right.
hadn't weighed since June 23rd. And I was actually down a half a pound, but I
But
didn't
it's
want to.
when we're not seeing what's going on, sometimes can be hard to tell,
Yeah.
right?
And I'm not in the neighborhood of weight that I want to be in. So half a pound doesn't,
Yeah.
making a difference. So, okay. Well, I'll work on that and I'll report back in.
I would love that. And then I want you to keep an eye on this month in No BS
Okay.
because there's going to be a whole bunch of experiments that we're going to have for you to try, different things that you can do, and so much talk about how to stop at enough, how to help ourselves stop at enough. And some of it is seeing through the like momentary fudging of the truth, like that I deserve this. You do deserve it, just not when you're not hungry, right?
Right,
You,
right.
right?
Yeah, it's just like there's so much food and not enough meals to eat it all in.
Right.
Bad. All right.
Well, all
Thank you
right.
so much. I
Great
appreciate
to
it.
meet you. Take care, Mary.
Nice to
Okay.
meet you. Bye bye.
Bye-bye. I will put you back down to attendee. There you go. All right. Well, thank you, Mary, for coming up for that. Nobody else has their hand raised, just so everybody knows. Come on, don't be shy. I don't bite. And I want to know what's in your way of losing weight this month, and let's talk it through. Now, we do have a question. Is there a final form we need to fill out for the Drop It Like It's Hot challenge? There is a final form. It will come in, I believe, in the newsletter this Sunday. My understanding is, let me pull up my information. I think there's been a bit of miscommunication about what is happening with that. So I am going to pull up very quickly, maybe very quickly, my information about not that. Okay, maybe I'm not going to do it that quickly, but it is. This, I believe the drawing is taking place. I don't want to say it because I could be getting it wrong. So I will find it while we're chatting here. Audrey, you have your hand up. Do you mean to have your hand up? I would hope so, but I've seen your hand go up and down. Okay, good. And if anybody else wants to put their hand up to do some coaching, that would be fantastic. And I'm not finding the note that I saw earlier. So it says I've been checking flights. I love that so much. Yeah, I can't see the note that I saw. Oh, here it is. Okay. So, winners. Okay, nope, I don't have the information. Oh, maybe I'll find out by the end of the call exactly what is happening, and I'm sure we will post some information in Facebook. I will ask here so that we can get the real answer while we're here together. Okay. So, Coach Ashley said in Facebook that it was Sunday. Okay, so yeah, I think the draw is happening this Sunday.
on the 3rd. But Coach Ashley would know. She's good with that stuff. She would know that. Excellent. You just saw it. So it's got to be true. We saw it on Facebook, people. It's got to be true. All right. I am going to bring Audrey up and promote to panelists. There we go. Right. We saw it on Facebook. It's got to be true. So I think just to sum it up for everybody, in talking with Mary, really the big thing for Mary was to make sure she was working on stopping it enough and having great reasons for doing it. Some of us, that's part of the issue. Well, hello, Audrey.
Hello.
How are
You
you?
don't have to tell me twice. No one's hand is up.
There you
Well,
go.
I've been playing with my. Anyway, Zoom is working now after 15 minutes of pushing every button on my phone. So.
Well, I'm glad you're here. So, how are you?
Hey.
Tell me how you're going to lose 5 pounds in July.
I'm going to do what I did in June. No, wait, in July or August?
August. How much are you? How, yeah, sorry.
I'm gonna do what I did in August
Okay.
again, and I'm gonna do what I did this month, next
In
month.
July, so in August, you're going to do what you did in July. Tell us all what you did in July.
Well, my goal was, and I know this is not a lot, but it is
So
for
we're going
me.
to pause for one moment and we are going to remove all judgment as we speak. How about that?
Okay.
Everybody here agrees. We're just going to let Audrey speak and she's not allowed to
I
judge.
should have felt that one coming a mile away.
Okay.
Okay, so my goal was to get back up to 3,000 steps a day because in the summer when I'm not on my feet teaching, I tend to not have very many steps. And so
Okay.
my goal was to get back up to 3,000 steps to exercise 5 out of 7 days and to, what was the other one? Journal. Journal 15 out of 31 days. So I didn't quite meet those, but I got better at all those. So I haven't
Okay.
done the percentages. I've done like, it was 12 out of 31 days or however many. I've done that, but I haven't gone back and done the percentages, but it's better than it was. So I want to do that again because messed up on the scale in the morning, but so far I've lost 4 pounds and I wanted to lose 5 for dropping like a
Okay.
pot. But what I'm kind of battling with today is I have a couple of difficult people in my life I'm setting boundaries with,
Okay.
and I mentor ladies, and so sometimes when you put 20 ladies in a room, it can get quite interesting. But I've had to put up some pretty firm boundaries with one, and it has emotionally worn me out this week. I'm very proud of myself. It was hard work, but I'm very proud of myself. I did it all on my own without saying, hey, what should I say? Hey, what should I say? Hey, I don't know how to respond to this, but it
So is
worked.
this one of those things that you're thinking, okay, if I want to set myself up to lose 5 pounds in August, there is some mental stuff going on that I need to clean up here.
Yes. And because I'm a school teacher and I went back to faculty meeting today and sat through 4 hours of them reading the handbook to us.
Yes.
I'm just like already feeling the stress kick in. So I left faculty meet. I wore because we didn't have any kids or parents there. I wore my workout clothes, and I went straight from the meeting to. I didn't even go home. I just went straight to the gym, and because I was like, I got to get the stress out. I'm a
Okay.
little fearful, a little bit of it's a stressful time of year. Just going back, getting everything ready, getting all the paperwork ready. We only get paid for 9 months out of the year, but you can decide to have it spaced out for 12. So after the 6 weeks of recuperating from, the school year, 6 or 8 or whatever, it's just hard to get back into the groove, because it's full
You're
blast.
shifting gears. You're shifting gears again. So I just want you to pay attention, especially when you're doing your journaling, because you said you do lots of that, in the way that you allow yourself to speak about it.
I've been feeling good. In fact, this morning I was saying, I am so proud of myself. I am
Good.
so proud of myself. This was a good month. But by the end of the day, after dealing with the boundaries and the school, I'm like, oh no, we're going back to school. I feel a spiral coming.
So I want you to think about the way you talk about it. Does it add to or take away from the spiral happening?
It makes it worse.
Yeah. So that's the part you have total control over, is the way you talk about it with yourself. And by you paying attention to that and by saying, I have boundaries. Do you want to discuss this boundary or do you want to discuss the stress?
No, I got the boundary thing. I think I got that one taken care of. It's the stress, because I've just learned after coaching with you how not to emotionally eat, and I feel that temptation is very strong.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that I'm able to combat that with the tools I've learned, exercise, journaling, self-talk, all those things. I just kind of need a quick refresher course to make sure I'm on the right track as I go into one of the busiest seasons of my life.
Again, it's a lot of it is the way you're talking to yourself still, which is combat. You don't have to combat anything. I want you to be like that Matrix person who goes stress.
Yeah, never saw that. Sorry.
Okay, well, they let it fly over them. They let it, like, if stress is the skipping ropes, I want you jumping over it. Okay.
Okay.
You double dutch with this dress. Just keep jumping. Just keep jumping over it. It's okay. And I want you to focus on being you, which is a person who knows how to take care of herself, who stays more focused on, is today an exercise day? I should just take my butt over to the gym. Have I journaled today? Have I done the things to take care of Audrey? Because she's the one driving this car.
And I mean, today I did the great self-talk.
Yeah.
I sat through that meeting like a champ. I worked out.
What are you making it mean? This meeting, they're reading you a handbook. And what was your
It's
thought?
the same thing we do every year. It's just boring. I don't sit still well. And they had already said, don't bring schoolwork to do, it's easy to cut stuff out or whatever. They had already said since some things were changing in the emergency plan, they didn't want us multitasking. So that was just, it took a lot more energy than I had thought. And I feel proud of myself for sitting there without doodling, without wanting to do paperwork or whatever. I'm proud of myself for sitting through it, and I'm proud of myself for exercising, and I took a nap when I got home. So I did all the right things today. There's just this fear of tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
What is the actual fear?
That the new things that I've learned are temporary and not permanent.
How are you going to know?
I practice them.
Yeah. How will you ever know? How will they be permanent?
I think in the back of my mind, like now that you asked me that, maybe it's like, well, this was easy because it was summer. I wasn't dealing with parent emails and discipline, and it was easy to meet my July goals because it was summer. And now that it's summer is over, I mean, that's just the feeling I have that summer is over, maybe it's not going to be easy again. And I say easy, I had to work hard, but I did it.
Yeah. And what was the hard work that you did over the summer?
It was just creating new habits. I don't know that it was hard, it just, there were times when it was like, I do not want to do this, but we're going to do it anyway. Lace up your shoes and go get in the car.
Okay. So how will that apply to the school year coming up?
Don't know. There's just a sense of dread instead of joy for some reason. I told my teaching bestie today, where's my joy? Like the joy of, and I think it comes when I see the kids. It's the paperwork and that kind of stuff. I think when I see the kids at open house Monday, it'll be like, oh, yay! I think that'll be different.
So
But
where
I
you
do this
feel
every
this
year.
dread? Okay, and where do you feel the dread?
You mean like in my body?
Yes.
My stomach. Like to just like stomach knots, like all of a sudden it's tense.
Do you want to explore that feeling, talk to it, see why it's there, see what we can get out of that.
When things are stressful and I'm not in control, my stomach's the first thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm not in control.
Is that true?
I'm in control of me, but I can't control like what type of interesting behaviors are going to walk into my room that I don't know about this year, or parents who are over involved, or those type of things. Last year we had a kid commit suicide, one of our teenagers. So those types of things I'm not in control of, but I'm in control
Do
of
you think
how.
that's what that feeling is here to tell you?
What do you mean that I'm not in control of those?
To warn you, there may be things that come up this year that you might not be in control of, Audrey.
Yeah.
Often our emotions are there coming up, trying to keep us safe.
That's true. And we did, when we go to these meetings, we do talk about intruder alerts and lockdowns and we even had someone there today talking about depression and anxiety, especially since we had that student last year, so we could spot it ahead of time. I think that maybe just kind of brought some doom and gloom. You have to know what to do in a situation. It's just no one likes being there to discuss it.
That is a great answer to yourself. To maybe even like hands on your stomach and let your that feeling know, I get it. This is bringing up a lot like stuff that happened last year, and but I want to be knowing as much as I can, to be as prepared as I can be to fulfill my
Right.
role.
I want to know the rules so that I know how to protect the children in a situation like that.
Yeah, I get it. I'm one of those people that on an airplane, I've flown a lot. Every single time, I'm one of them giving everybody dirty looks when they're not paying attention to the safety briefing. I literally pull the pamphlet out of the back of the seat every time.
Follow along.
I've flown dozens and dozens of times. Like, I
And
could probably walk
it
you
does
through
kind of come
a
back to that rule of putting the oxygen mask on first. I've
Yes.
spent the summer learning how to do that. So I
Yes.
just need to remember to put it on me first. Maybe.
And that knot in your stomach could be what's there to try to remind you of that. That feeling will want to be heard. And once we hear it and we acknowledge it, we can then decide, is there any other action I need to take? Because so often what we do is we're like, and then we go eat instead.
Yeah, I need to journal that. I think I need to journal because this student was one of my private tutoring students when he was 10. And so
Yes.
when they started talking about it today, I mean, I grieved it at the time, but grief is a weird emotion. It just, you
Yes.
always just wonder if I'd given one more hug, would it have made a difference? So I think it did bring up some, I need to journal that.
I believe they call it secondary grief, is when something else happens, like even just this, it can literally bring it up as if you were back in that same day.
Well, and
So,
none of us wants it to happen again. I mean,
no.
we can know the signs and we can know when to contact parents and we can know when to call 911, but there's still that uncertainty
Of
in this
course.
crazy world we live in.
There's always unknowns. So it makes sense that, yes, that kind of fear would come up. And I think it would be a great idea for you to do some journaling, talking to yourself on paper to talk yourself through.
The fear
Yeah.
and the uncertainty. Okay.
And remind yourself that it's very normal for this to come up and it's okay.
So that ice cream I ordered from Walmart to be here in the next 3 hours, I might could just put on my plan tomorrow.
That sounds like a wonderful idea for the version of you who's got this goal of like, let's lose 5 pounds this month. That's why you came to this call.
I
It's
came to
okay.
this call because it was Lisa.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. But yeah, like we got goals, right? And you've
I
got.
might just get a little teeny tiny pretty dish and eat just a little bit. I might just do that. Just scoop out just a
You
little bit.
are in control of what you decide to do next.
But it's an ungodly amount of ice cream that I ordered in
Want you
reflex.
to
Click,
think about
click,
what
click,
that
click,
ice.
click, 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 click.
Yeah, what is that ice cream's job?
In general, for anyone or for me?
For you today.
It is not going to make things better. It's not going to solve anything.
What? That ice
It's
cream
not.
needs to be fired.
It's gonna taste good on a hot day in Alabama when it's, over 100 in heat index day after day. It's gonna taste good, but only for about 3 bites. So there's really no reason to get more than that.
Okay. Well, you can decide how much of it fits in your freezer, but then
Oh,
it's.
it's gonna all fit in the freezer, but how much goes in my mouth tonight?
Yeah, decide how much goes in your mouth tonight. Make sure you like your reasons and you're honoring yourself, your goals, and your reasons, and you're clear about it. That's how we want to be doing all of that. That's a easy peasy way to lose 5 pounds in the next month is honor yourself. Stay within integrity of your goals. You got this. If you're hungry, have some ice cream. If you're not, plan it for tomorrow. Make sure you're hungry, and then have some ice cream. Enjoy it. But pay attention to if you're trying to eat it for a pity party or if you're trying to eat it, well, I bought it, so I should have some. And I have these beautiful little dishes, so I should just do that. Like it's just those tiny justifications. I want you to have a clear conscience.
Okay. Nobody's going to give me a spanking if I have ice cream.
Not at all.
But if I don't have good reasons and I don't stop it enough, I'm going to have more shame to deal with on top of the other.
You're not honoring yourself and you're not giving yourself
Right.
what you actually deserve.
It's actually kind of funny that an hour ago I wanted a bite from all those different flavors I ordered, and now I'm just like, I just want taste. How did that happen?
What's the difference between then and now?
I guess talking it out with you, maybe just talking it out and maybe putting some in talking, coming to some realizations. Oh, this is the former student. This is a fear of not again this year. Yeah.
You stopped ignoring the feeling that was going on inside of you, and you allowed it to speak its truth about why it's there.
In fact, that's exactly what we had some professional counselor there to talk to us about how to spot these things in kids. And she said, if you don't, because one of the teachers said when they came in, she didn't know the students, but they, all their friends, whatever. And she said, okay, we're not doing class today. We're not doing anything. We're going to talk. And the professional said, if you don't allow the emotions to get out, it's, and I was like, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's like trying to trap a cat in a cage that doesn't want to be there. You ever tried to do that? Like,
I wouldn't want to do that with hormonal 18-year-olds anyway, but yeah.
okay, so you take care of you.
Yes,
Okay.
ma'am.
You got it. Can't
They don't
wait.
say yes, ma'am, in Canada, do they?
They do not. Nope, they do not say that. It always kind of gets me, but y'all say it, so I'm with y'all.
Yeah, we were trained. We better.
Oh, all right, Audrey. It was great
Right, you have a good
to see
evening.
you. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Audrey will be joining back. Okay. Any questions in the Q&A here? Yeah, Audrey did a great job. If you like your reasons for eating it, do it. Okay. Sue is next, and then Jane. Hopefully, we can get to both of you before we're done. Yeah, you got to give yourself what you really need. All right. Hello, Sue. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you going to be losing 5 pounds in August?
Well, first I'd like to say before I go there, every time that I've called because I've had a problem of some sort that I needed to work through.
Okay.
And I'm kind of feeling in a very happy place right
I love
now.
it. Well, then let's just talk about that.
Well, this will go on to what we're going to do in August
Yes.
because I put it in the chat, but I'm really excited because I lost 6.2 pounds this month.
Amazing. Oh, look at all those emojis. That's amazing.
Yay.
So, do you know how you did it?
Yeah, I
Okay.
do.
Tell
I
me
did it the
more.
no BS way.
What? You didn't follow the basics, did you?
Little bit.
Oh no. Do we have
You
to admit to Corinne that they work?
they do. You know
Uh-oh.
what? And I'll tell you that MJ's scooch is
Yes.
like, you know, the absolute best.
Yeah.
And you know, just doing the water, listening to my body,
Yes.
and now starting to come to know my body. I started this program in December 2nd of 22.
Yep.
So this is 25 now, you know, and I did lose like in that first couple of months there. I had dropped that 20 pounds and I had got down at a Queen's Club and that. And then in the next couple of years, you know, I was doing the up and down. I can't figure this out and everything. And then with all the little movements I have been doing,
Yep.
they're accumulating it, you know, because I've really come to understand. I didn't understand how intricate and how multi-layered and how many thoughts and emotions were involved in weight loss,
Yes.
and how I was like, you know, I get all these crazy aha little thoughts in that, like every ounce is so fragile. You know, and it's like something I hang on to because, like, before it was like, you know, I used to watch the scale swing in that, and my emotions used to swing, and my thoughts used to swing. And now I see it as data, and I
Okay.
understand it as that. I understand my body more now with, hey, you've added a little more salt in that food. There's no food that's off limits, it's
Yes.
about limiting it. It's about, you know, where am I actually feeling my hunger? Am I feeling my hunger? You know, is this fun eating or is this nutritionally eating? And, you know, just figuring out all of these little things that are happening and having these little private conversations with myself, learning about self-love that I didn't have way back when, you know, kind of tidying up and cleaning up all the childhood stuff.
Yeah.
Gaining confidence that I didn't have before, you know. So,
Okay.
you
That's
know what?
amazing to me. So what are you carrying into August then?
What I'm carrying into August is more growth.
Okay.
picking
In
up,
what department?
you know what? In all of them, or
Okay.
wherever I need it. If I feel like, you know what, I need to take a few more hours of sleep, I
Yes.
do it. I have to say, retirement is pretty awesome.
Okay. Yes.
Because finally, I'm going to be 68 this month. This is my birthday month.
Happy
I
birthday.
have, thank you. I have a pound 0.7 to go to get to re-enter into the Queen's Club.
Nice. Okay.
And I'm definitely looking forward to being in the 270s. You
Nice.
know, I had been up there in at the 300 mark for a couple of years, and I thought, you know what? I don't know how you're going to do this. And
So it
by
sounds like
G
you're going to be working on a lot of little level ups all through the month. And if any case anybody didn't hear MJ's call with the scooching and is going sitting there going, looking up, what does scooching mean? It's just that little movement, that little like scooching over like on a bench. So just scooching a little bit closer to what you're trying to do. So yeah, I love that.
And the huge thing that I never had before is consistency. And I have consistency now, but then I know that also means if I need to do a little switch, that's right in the consistency program. You
Yes.
know, just take every day as it comes.
A great
And
lesson for everybody. Consistency doesn't mean we do it perfectly every single day. Consistency can mean we do shuffle things around as necessary, just like Sue said, and we can still call it consistency. And
yeah.
Sherry's asking, what is Queen's Club? What is Queen's Club, Sue? You want to tell her?
Queen's Club is if you've lost 25 pounds, no matter where you've lost it from, you
Yeah.
qualify for Queen's Club in no BS.
Yes, and you do not get kicked out if you gain
N
pounds.
no.
Sue is just, her own standard here of
Yes.
yes.
Exactly. It's my own because this was my milestone and
Yeah.
it was like, okay, but I was kind of as I was working back and forth through the process, it I was being educated on and on every level, you know, on my emotions, on my thoughts, on my, you know, how my body is looking in that. In fact, last time I had talked with you on the last call, if you recall, it was over a photo, my body image that my sister had.
Yeah.
And
Was a bit of a different mood, that call.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And today I have walked into my bedroom twice and I have a big mirror there. And I was like, damn, those hips look good. You know?
You. So, how did that happen, Sue?
I don't want to say it's magical. I don't want to say it's a miracle, but I want to say that I just kind of started accepting this new information and letting it process through me. You know, it's just time and everything. And I gave myself grace. Oh, I'm going to cry here.
You're making me
Time
want to
and opportunity to go through this, and that there is no failure, and that there is no everything has been done for a specific reason. You know, I was talking to a friend and she had lost a lot of weight. I said, I am so glad that you learned how to do this at this age.
Yes.
You know, where mine is at my age. But
Yep.
every age is a perfect age and at the
Absolutely.
perfect time. You know, I don't regret any of that. Because I know for myself that I needed all of that time to acquire what's happening right now. I am just so thrilled to be here. And in a few months from now, I'm going to be so thrilled to be there. And I don't have like a goal. of what I'm going to do. I don't know where the future's going to go. I'm going to go wherever my body's going. I think my biggest lesson for myself that I kind of got figured out in my head is I was always trying to make my body respond to my mind. Where now I've learned my mind has to work in conjunction with my body. You know, it's not one that controls the other, but it's they
It's being
work
a team.
together and they work together.
Absolutely. That is so good, Sue. Excellent. Well, I can't
So
wait to hear about the level ups that come from you in August as we see that journey. That's so exciting.
thank you. Well,
There.
you know, and another one of the huge things is being able to quiet down the stress in my life, to quiet down the stress in the relationships, to quiet down all of these things, knowing where I have control and where I do not have control, and figuring out is this true? You know, is what I'm telling
It's a great
myself.
question to ask yourself. Is it true? And to kind of step back from it a little bit to be able to do that, because it's there and you've just got the volume loud and you get to step back and say, well, is it true? And that can turn the volume down just a little bit, right? So.
So the only thing that I can really say is just to kind of parrot what No BS has said to me, and this is what is making this momentum work and bringing the
Yes.
joy into my life. You know,
That's
however
amazing.
long it takes, it just stay consistent, don't quit, and you be you the
Excellent.
whole way through.
100%. Okay, so there you go. That's the huge lesson for August, how everybody can approach August and lose 5 pounds. I love it, Sue. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Coach Lisa. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, I will talk to you again soon, I'm sure. Thank you. All
Okay.
right.
All right.
Okay, Jane has disappeared on me. Jane, did you want to put your hand back up? We still have a few minutes left if you want to raise your hand and we can talk, do a little bit of coaching. Nobody else has a hand raised anymore, so I don't know where they went. All right. Let's make sure we've answered all of the questions. There is on the website, there's not just Queen's Club anymore if you haven't checked it out lately. And I mean by lately, in the past year or so. We have celebrations. You can join the first 10 club, the Queen's Club, which is 25 pounds. Golden Club is when you have lost 50 pounds. Oops. Platinum Club. Thank you, Robin, for posting the link. Platinum Club is there for when you've lost 75 pounds. And Century Club is for 100 pounds. So when you reach those landmarks, I want you to make sure that you sign up for those clubs and you get special celebrations from us as well. Oh shit, Nancy, I did. I fucking promised Nancy that I would give her some language tonight so she would get her goddamn water and sorry. Nancy, you're right. I totally did. I asked Nancy to come to this call and said that I would give her the language she deserves so she drinks some shitty water. Can't even make it up as I go. Oh my goodness. They're gonna have to edit out the last few minutes of this. That's some bullshit. Okay. There you go, Nancy. Are you well hydrated now? I hope. All right. Have enough to drink 16 ounces, 160 ounces? No, 16 ounces. Good. I think that was a good talk tonight. Since nobody else has their hand up, again, I just want to double check. Everybody is clear. This month in No BS, we are working on stopping at enough. We are going to nail those fucking goals, right, Nancy? And I really want you to just get into it, you know, like start getting curious, start trying to figure it out. Be willing to be wrong, ladies. That's the biggest thing. Be willing to be wrong. Yes. A question asked about will this be in the replay?
All of our coaching calls are all in the replays. And on the website, you can search by the coach's name, you can search by the topic, or you can search by doable hunger. Just feel free to search there, and then a bunch of things will come up. But they are posted on Tuesdays and Fridays. So this call will likely go up tomorrow. Thank you, Lori says, go ahead and cuss away. I didn't realize that I hadn't been cussing. It usually comes just so naturally to me that didn't realize I had to try it. Yeah, absolutely. On the calendar, you can, there's a under coaching, there is the call calendar. And on the call calendar, you can click off which calls you actually want reminders of, but that doesn't affect what replays you have. You have access to all of the replays of every call. So it was great to be with everybody here tonight. Thank you to those who raised their hand. Sorry, I didn't fucking swear quite enough for all of you, but hopefully you got some water in anyways and had a great night. And you're all set now to lose 5 pounds this month. I'll be following along with you in Facebook, looking for you in Ask Coaches. And don't forget, you can sign up for private coaching too. I do that. I do swear in private coaching. That's not true, but I can also not swear if that works for you. So, I coach on anything. So if you ever have any questions about any of that kind of thing, email us at support@pmptribe.com and we'll be there to help you out. Okay. Everybody have a great night. Thank you. Bye-bye.